My first guest of the second hour is on the line. He's Dr. Ralph Matecha. He's a political analyst and governance expert. Hopefully going to help me unpack the secretive retreat, the secretive meeting held between Cyril Ramaphosa and members of the Government of National Unity at the Cradle of Mankind this past weekend. Dr. Matecha, thanks for being with me on the Home Run.
Good afternoon to you and listeners. Pleasure.
Dr. Matecha, talk to me about the secretive GNU retreat. Why was it conducted in such a private, clandestine manner?
Yeah, well, I think that if you look at the tensions that have existed within the GNU, other partners were feeling somehow not being listened to. We have heard when critical policy decisions are being made, other parties saying that we were not properly consulted with this. The NC, as the leader of the GNU, seems not to be sufficiently consultative. So one can imagine that this has created tensions over a period of time, and I think there is a need for members of the GNU to just go behind closed doors and straight out those issues and ventilate some of those issues. And that also, I think, will give confidence that GNU will most likely survive further, perhaps towards the end of the term. I mean, if they can be there away from us, away from the media, it seems as if they see that as a recipe for success, maybe. If they can outline their uncertainties, their deeper concerns that they have, probably they'll come up with a sense of commitment to a single goal here. I mean, there's been a lot of uncertainty about the GNU, and it has survived thus far. So I think building trust and trying to create the picture, a very interesting picture, that they're in this together. I think that is very much important.
That's absolutely fascinating to hear you put such a positive spin on it, and I must say, it makes a whole lot of sense. It's also corroborated in my mind by the fact that there was just no leaks. You know, it wasn't as though these meetings were leaking every 2 minutes.
There were no leaks about what was said there. Probably we'll start hearing things coming out. You know, the weekend papers have a way of gripping this thing. The headline on Sunday,
no
when
doubt.
You wake up in the morning,
no doubt.
We might hear some of the things coming out. But I also think they need to communicate with us. I mean, they have met in confidence. They have met in that type of a forum where they said that, look, we need to be on our own to discuss this thing. I think to take the nation into their confidence, they need to outline to us some of the key points that they've decided upon, the cooperation, and how they will continue going forward. I mean, the GNU has been an incredible thing for South Africa. If you look at other countries, you go to Europe, Greece, and so forth, you find out that these coalitions usually they can collapse within a short space of time over the budget and other issues. Budget is actually the main big issue. Remember the standoff around the budget. If they survive the budget, I really think as South Africans, we should pride ourselves that, look, it is the first time we are in this, and it seems as if parties are learning that this is what voters want. The voters do not want the single party to be solely responsible for policy decision, and they have to create an environment of trust so that they can collectively decide on things and take responsibility.
And if we think about it, you know, just a week before this meeting was held, the press was full of reports saying that the DA was virulently against the ANC's BEE policies. They'd come up with an alternative that had been rejected because I'm not sure that the ANC can continue to exist without BEE politics. I mean, the debate must have been very, very robust this weekend.
I mean, it must have been very, very robust. You talk about the BEE. It's one of the areas of tension within the GNU. And you see here the ANC trying to continue with business as usual, kind of an attitude, and other parties saying that, wait a minute, we are not going to allow you to continue with government agenda as it were the case. Things have changed. The body politics in South Africa has changed, meaning that we have to cooperate. So I think that they have to work away. It's not about completely rejecting what we have in place, but it's not about keeping it as it is. There need to be the meeting of the minds as to how you are going to reformulate black economic empowerment. I would imagine as well that all parties in the coalition, they are committed to transformation of our society. The question is how. We cannot continue with the ANC vision, because that is the vision that emanates from the ANC itself. Therefore, other parties have a right to say, we need to tinker with this. We need to make sure that the markets have confidence in South Africa. BEE has been talked about as one of the areas where investors become quite jittery about their commitment to South Africa.
As a South African, the one issue that really appears to be bothering, well, me personally as a South African, is the issue of the municipalities. They really do seem to be collapsing, awful audits. We seem to be in a very bad space as far as municipalities are concerned. Was that part of the agenda discussion?
I mean, it should be, given that we are headed towards a local government election next year. And the big question that comes out is, what has happened since the last local government election? There's just been further collapse, corruption proliferating at local government level. At least a positive thing is that no one is willing to deny there is a crisis at local government. What ought to happen now is for them to commit to say, how do we deal with the local government? I mean, the ANC's attempt at this is something that I personally am critical about. It seems as if the ANC's vision of dealing with local government is to actually usurp the power of local government to national government. That is not the case. Local government, that should not be the case. Local government is an autonomous sphere of government. You have to strengthen it as it is to ensure public participation. If you fail at local government, you cannot come and tell us that you are successful at national level.
Fascinating insights today. Dr. Matecha, unusually, I'm going to cut it a little short. I'm a little time poor today, but as always, thank you for your input. Really appreciate it.